Tell me about punk rock.
To get your frustrations out. Listening to the music here instead of anywhere else.
Hello, podcast listeners.
You're recording over the other audio.
That's okay. I already bounced that one out. We're fine.
We're
already
good.
Set.
No problem.
It's already clean.
Welcome back to Warpcast, everybody.
I'm Alex.
I'm Gwen.
I'm that guy from last week, Nick.
No, this was two episodes ago now.
Yeah, you weren't here last week, were you? Or was he?
No,
here?
He wasn't here last week. Yeah. That was just Ryan and Matt.
I was the guy from the one that was just a lot of Game of Thronios.
Yeah, that one with the olives.
With
cool guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, we should
cool
get
guys.
More olives.
No
I have
contact.
More olives. I have more olives upstairs.
Would you have more Game of Thronios?
I wouldn't eat those.
My knives are in her
They've
car.
They've been sitting a while.
All right.
My knives are in her car.
Fuck.
No olives.
That's okay.
Son of a... All right.
But... Ryan is also here playing Minecraft, which
Without a mouse!
He's playing with a trackpad.
You uncultured fuck!
He doesn't have a mouse. Actually, he has a mouse right here if he wanted to, but he's sitting in the round chair, so it's kind of weird. It's weird to use the mouse.
He's always
kind of
in the shadows, you know?
It's okay.
Yeah. I'm drinking a Stig and smoking a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, it's champagne and
orange juice.
And crackers, townhouse crackers.
Did you bring your tea?
I didn't.
I ran out of tea.
No more tea.
Fuck.
Sorry. No more tea.
I brought some water.
All right, bro.
No tea.
All right, boy.
It's chugging.
I want some.
Good.
Anyway, today's topics, we are discussing some sharp tooth, some downswing.
Yeah. Some Attila show coming up. And then if we have time, some pie. Because
we're
going to
discuss pie because pie is good.
Pie is good.
Close to nothing.
It's a number and it's a food.
Oh, don't worry. We're just discussing the headliner. The headliner is the topic, but everything falls underneath that.
Yeah.
Because Close to Nothing was actually like, I know it was the first set, but they were also one of my favorite sets.
That was his favorite set.
Yeah, they were interesting.
I liked it.
I want you to catch me at the end
of
the next song in like 5 minutes.
I was like, he like climbed on the railing and just fell. And I mean, you guys caught him. I was watching from above. I wasn't even down there. I was standing above.
Alex goes, I'm stage diving.
I did.
You did, yeah, at the end.
Did
you see,
flip.
Okay, you know that vent that was over near the area where
he
did you see the guy that, he got, well, not you, but some guy got his foot caught in the vent and he was just dangling from it.
What?
Yeah, did you see that? I was like, what
no.
the hell?
I clipped it.
I literally thought,
you
clipped it, but, oh, that's that?
Oh, yeah, Alex
Big
got a
spot.
Nice, that was from the
Oh, yeah, my entire
vent.
Hip
yeah.
is
that
bruised.
That was from the vent, I smashed into the vent.
Yeah, I
you
saw
did,
how
you
hot,
sma-
like.
Which, how? Wait, like.
My back hit the vent.
He,
well, I was like,
people
pushed me up into it.
Well, at least
it
you didn't get, like, your foot didn't get hooked into it. This guy was dangling from his head. I thought he was going to fall on his head.
I
like,
love it.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. Everyone lived. There was no ambulance, so we're all fine.
Close to Nothing was good.
Yeah, they were the first band. Is that
speak.
The fuse box, by the
speak
way?
Speak about
fuse
it.
Box.
I didn't actually join the mosh pit until the very last set because I was being a pussy.
Well, this was also your first concert.
It was also my first concert.
Not a first show. I mean, there was a lot going on.
I wasn't in the mosh, and I got hit more than I did in the mosh.
It was hardcore.
It was very hardcore. I mean, yeah, we were getting hit just from standing on the sides.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first all-hardcore show. Like, not
oh,
you.
Yeah.
You've been to Knocked Loose, but, like, I saw Knocked Loose on Warped Tour, so I don't really count that.
And that's not typically the stuff I listen to. I usually like, I'll listen to heavy stuff, but there's usually got to be, like, a soft part in there somewhere for me, because... Yeah. I listen to
heavy all the time.
I liked that, like, being there is much different from, like, listening to it on Spotify
Absolutely.
Or something. But,
oh, yeah, definitely.
But, like, I couldn't understand a damn word that any of them said. I'm like, this is good, but I don't know the message.
I was proud of myself. I knew, like, Born Anew songs. When he was like, we're going to play Vile Filth, I was like, that's
when
a bop.
When Sharptooth came on and you were singing
oh
with
God.
Her, that was awesome.
I got a lot to talk about that, but we'll get to that eventually, because
yeah.
I'm really
yeah.
annoyed about that, but...
Wait, annoyed, really?
Well, because I was expecting, like, oh my god, like, an all-female pit. Like, Sharptooth is big. They've been to Warped Tour. Like, they're pretty big.
Really, have they?
Yeah, they were the biggest band there, bigger than Downswing. And I was like, oh my god, there's going to be a good female pit. I've seen videos of their shows. It's going to be awesome. I was the only one that knew them. Like,
well,
nobody else cared. It was so depressing. I was
there's
like, why
another
is
girl in the crowd that
me?
Was singing with her as well.
Yeah,
but that was only when she jumped off the stage. Like, she didn't make a point
yeah,
of coming forward.
I don't know. I mean, I get that, like, the lead singer is intimidating. She's talking about serious stuff. But, like, everybody was just kind of like awkwardly standing there, and I was like,
yeah, it was just weird. It was a little too emotional for me. She was like bringing up feelings I didn't want to feel.
Yeah, she was like, sorry.
I almost targeted because I have a penis.
Yeah, like I also, I mean, not to be weird, but I also felt targeted.
Yeah, the way
like
she,
I felt like it was my fault for some reason to be there, and it was like not where I should have been.
Yeah,
I was like, I was trying to be as like supportive as I could, but like every time she scanned over the crowd and she landed on me, I'd be like, I didn't do it, but I mean, oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Like,
there was one moment where she was like, are you guys okay? You guys all right? Like, she was genuinely worried that the crowd was like just not into it. Like, it was basically practicing.
I know Sharptooth is bigger than Downswing, but Downswing headlined that night because it was their hometown show.
True.
And it was pretty big. I mean, everybody went hard for Downswing.
Yeah, but there were still so many people that were sitting on the sides that just, like, looked kind of bored during Downswing. And I was thinking, like, what are you guys here for?
Okay.
Like, it was, I don't know, it was interesting.
So, during the third and the fourth set, so the last two, there was this one girl that kept going into the pit to swing at somebody and then leave.
Did she have the white shirt on?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
She also
weird.
She punched me in the back of the head shoulders twice. And she couldn't
do it.
It
felt, like, personal. It felt like she's attacking certain people. I was like, okay.
Yeah, me and you were out there, and when you went, it was just me and you, remember that? And then when she went, or when you went to the side, she literally ran out, punched me once right here, and then clipped me in the back, like, one, two, and then I turned around to go back at her, and she ran. And I went...
She's like, not me!
Bam!
Wasn't me.
It was literally, bye.
Oh, shit. Nick's going to be a Marine, so it would have been a scary little 1-2 from you.
Yeah, I bet that she ran.
I don't look big, but I got the upper body strength.
And then the beached whale came out and started two-stepping.
Wait, who's the beached whale? The big guy that started doing cartwheels?
Yeah!
Yeah,
the guy with the cages.
He was cartwheeling into people.
Bro, I got a video of him on accident.
He cartwheeled into us, bro.
I've never seen that on a show
so
before.
Hard in the I had keys in my pocket, and he did a cartwheel right into my thigh. I was like, I had that, like, I had that long inhale, that, like,
just cartwheeling.
I was like, oh,
easy, like, 230,
I mean, like,
250 pounds.
Like, was he doing it
like
in the mosh pit
people.
Or just
no,
randomly?
Like,
in the pit.
Like in the just wall like of the pit.
He's but, cartwheeling in the pit?
But,
yeah,
but then,
yeah.
What the fuck? No, but then,
you
like.
You grab him to the side and you
yeah,
would jump
but, like,
and kick his legs
us
up, bro.
The wall, he starts here and his legs go into us. He was purposely doing it into people. Like, he didn't
and
care.
And then once he was done with his good 2 minutes of doing that, he would literally just stand there like.
Yeah, that was my workout.
And then off
cool.
to the
Good
side and, like, wouldn't come back till the next set. It was all like, right. What?
So,
it was so weird.
As I was there, I thought, like, mosh pit... All right, I know it was a smaller venue and whatnot. The way I always pictured mosh pits was literally, like, throwing bows and fists. These motherfuckers were, like, literally just spazzing in the middle of the floor. And I was like...
It depends on the show you're going to. Like, Knock Loose is very hands-on aggressive.
Yeah,
I would
say
it's
more congested.
It's
way
a lot more,
congested
yeah, a lot
too.
More
yeah,
people are doing
was,
it, and a lot more people are beating on each other
hit,
rather
yeah.
than just doing their own thing. Yeah.
That's what I was looking for in the mosh. That's like when I saw people just going like ham. I was like, I'm gonna step back until the main set. All right,
but even downswing wasn't
give me
that
a
exciting.
Second, guys.
I wanted it to be more congested, so it didn't like so it wasn't literally
it
just random
got to
bumping
that point.
In.
I was so excited for downswing because I thought it was gonna get congested, and it never
yeah.
really did. Like I don't know, it was. You know, it wasn't a sold out. It's Albany. It's kind of... I shouldn't be surprised, but I was like, hey, it's his hometown show. I don't know. I'm kind of expecting a
hey,
better
you know
turnout.
That, sorry. You know that kid Urkel that you were saying? His name is Urkel?
Yeah, who
yeah.
punched me in the jaw when
it's,
I was in the
side.
His
name turned out to be Brandon. Dude, he was in Downswing. He played in Downswing during Warped Tour and stuff. He was the bassist.
Oh, that's why he was so cool with all of them.
Yeah.
So was it like a was did he like did he just leave on his
I
own
I have no
turn?
Idea.
I want to look into that because
I, don't know, I just looked through the Downswing like Instagram way deep into it and he was just there and I was like, "Oh.
Maybe he was a filler for a little bit."
He could have been
because like there was no hard feelings at all. He got up on the stage and he was singing with them and shit.
Fact.
Which I thought he was just a big fan, but I guess if he played for them, that's
now, if you end up coming with me to one of my two Attila shows that I'm going to, that's a lot more aggressive.
Right. Yeah, you will get hurt.
It's not that. It's not the crowd killing. It's definitely a lot more pushing, punching,
like,
kicking.
Like, just sitting on the side of the pit is a lot.
See, now, with me leaving in 19 days... I don't know if I should be going with any bruises or injuries. So that's my only thing is I literally leave on the 19th of next month. And I'm not like, if it's on the 10th, I have to go through like, there's like a week where they can literally just pull me aside and be like, hey, we need to do some paperwork and check you out and shit. I have to go back to MEPS. The one old doctor has to check my asshole again, I think.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Fun times.
Oh, that's a fun topic.
Well, at the very least, you could at least see Attila and just stay on the edge, stay on the side.
But that's my thing, is I want to hit people.
I mean, I never leave with bruises and stuff, because I'm aggressive.
Are you sure about
I get
that?
Tired, and I get, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, that was just
What about that?
That was
What about the other
one?
Nobody's
really
doing flips in Attila.
Really bruise like,
nobody's doing flips and shit. That was really crazy.
On your shoulder.
That was crazy. I don't know what that was. I've
you
never seen
that. That's what I was saying. I expected, like, literal bows and fists, but no, these people were trying to get, like, they were trying to do up, down, turn around, kick you in the fucking face, not even facing you type shit, and I was like, whoa, 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 take a step back there, bud. You look like you've done some LSD. Like, all of the people that were going out there when it was just, like, maybe one to two, maybe three people, I was like, are they doing drugs? Like, it was, like, my first time being there, it was blowing my mind. And you know what? To the people who mosh like that all the time, no hard feelings. But what the fuck are you doing? Please just hit somebody like a normal person.
That's why I like push pits a little bit better, I think, because there's that contact, but you're not going to get, like, punched in the jaw.
What was that show you went to where Matt was, like, getting dragged back into the pit? And he wasn't trying to get in there, and you had to, like, pull him out?
Bring me the horizon.
Yeah, he said he was, like, holding on to the guard.
Yeah, he was holding on, and people were like, no.
So he was, like, getting
they just wanted
in.
To beat
like,
Matt
come
up.
In. Oh
does,
God,
all right, I love Matt. Yeah. Matt, I love you. Do you just have that hittable appearance? Because
he's just tall, and he stands in the front of the venue. Like, at the very front of the show, he's 6 foot something.
I mean, I'd just deck him outside the pit if that was the case. If he was in front of me, I'd just be like, That was a very satisfying sound there.
I know, and here
that was not a sound effect,
really
people.
Good.
That was real.
Nice. Boom.
Fuck my jaw. God damn
come here,
it,
Alex.
Nick. Stop. Ah!
Just like my own
no
father.
Abuse here on Warped Cast.
Just like, just like my brother did to me, I'm passing it on, some boy.
That's a joke. Ish.
Ish.
Rip.
Ripperoni and mac and cheese, bitch. I don't know how old these crackers are.
They were there this morning. I just put them there.
I stole one.
They're good.
They're like
Townhouse what? Crackers are the best. It's like if I was telling
you blew me
Ryan earlier today. It's like if Ritz okay. was on steroids and decided, hey, I'm gonna make my own fucking cracker.
No, but you know what's
good
better than these? Saltines.
Wrong.
No,
false.
No, saltines dry your mouth more.
You're wrong.
But I can eat a whole pack of saltines in a sitting.
You ever done the saltine challenge?
A whole pack of these
yes,
in
I
a
have, and
yeah.
I can surpass it.
I can surpass
hey, listen.
It.
I literally grew up off of eating packs of sleep. Like,
hey, bitch ass! What? No!
This is exactly what I meant. This is what I meant this is going to turn
this,
into.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Every time I come over and do a podcast with you guys, it seems that I somehow do this.
I love you. But if you're going to complain about my crackers, don't fucking eat them.
I'm not complaining. I just wish they were saltines.
The amp has been turned on.
It's fine.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your first concert experience.
Yeah, me too.
You hugged the lead singer of Downswing after, which was very wholesome.
And I got an actual picture with the swinger for close enough.
I was going to say, did you guys stay after? How long did you guys stay after? Did you have to, like, meet people?
Oh,
Brittany
oh,
waited.
Oh, you left. Okay.
Brittany waited for us the entire show.
Yeah, where'd she go?
She went out in the parking lot where we were. I felt so
aww.
Bad, but, like,
she,
it's not her taste in
like
music.
It. Yeah. Aw. You got a picture with close...
Yeah. That's aww. The lead singer for close
aww,
enough. Thing.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I got one of their shirts, got a couple of stickers. I already
oh,
put
yeah,
it on my
deck.
You
did get the shirt. Yeah. Nice. Very memorable.
I'm going to rip y'all
really
a tune.
Cool.
He's going to rip a tune for us.
Don't use ours. Don't do ours.
Spotify,
oh, yeah.
don't copyright
don't
this.
Don't do ours because we don't need people stealing that. That was
we
a little tribute
bar.
From Mr. Jackson.
That's the guitar we're playing.
That's my baby right there.
I was going to say, that's
this
pretty.
My baby.
I like it.
This
Matt
is his
Black.
Baby, and they're going nice. To make a new baby, and it's called Caesar's Keeper. Stay tuned.
Wait, are we sticking
woo-hoo.
With that name?
I like it.
All right.
I like it. I'm
do you
fan.
Like it?
I love that name. is also the name I
put.
Official
playing,
hype man for Caesar's Creek.
I'm sure it didn't sound good on here.
Am I on drugs or did that shit disappear?
What are you looking for?
I guess this is a bottle. It doesn't really count, but...
What are you looking for?
The bottle.
Divine booze.
Oh, it's gone, bro. It was gone. We chugged that champagne down. I do have a Truly.
Oh, hey, there's a Truly.
What's a Truly?
It is my way?
Hard seltzer. It's like White Claw, but better.
Is that what White Claw is? Hard seltzer?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know like, what it actually is.
Still very thankful for that trick that you told me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, the can opening trick. I will never go without
it. Hey, can opening trick.
If any of you ever
disgusting.
Have...
Oh, my God.
You're disgusting.
Wildberry?
It's Wildberry hard seltzer. It's seltzer, but it's alcoholic. Oh. The can trick.
30 minutes later.
The can trick. If you have trouble opening a can, if you put your thumb on the edge of the... Hold on, let me get in front of the mic. Of the pull tab here, right on the opening, and it lifts it up just enough to get your finger under there and open it.
Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
I didn't know that.
Why
Well,
are you supposed
that.
To do it?
No, because
well,
I
a lot of people just try to pick it open.
Oh,
like, pick it up.
I'm going to hunt down spoons,
yeah,
bro. I have no nails. I can't not bite my nails. I have this fucking problem, all right?
Well,
anyway, I blew his mind while we were drunk the other night, and now he can't unhear it.
I know. I'm helpful as shit, all right? Like, that was the best tip I've ever heard, because...
That is ass.
Oh!
It's no White Claw, apparently.
Truly, Alex!
No, we...
Yeah, you kind of cringe
when
you
It's still good!
You can't justify this bullshit. I'm still gonna drink it.
Hey, yeah.
It's just good
because
it has alcohol.
You're still gonna drink it.
Yes, I am.
It smells good, but I...
Alex, I am not leaving here sober tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're gonna leave here sober tomorrow. You're not going to bed tonight sober.
No, I'm leaving here drunk. Tomorrow.
Oh. Not for my alcohol.
Just enough to say hi to dear old dad.
Oh, with your painted nails.
Ah, fuck.
Should have gone yellow.
Mellow yellow.
Mellow yellow.
Looks lovely.
Hey.
With nail polish on.
Yeah,
What's
we talked
up?
About that last week.
Yeah,
yes.
you told me.
I thought they were joking. I didn't think it was real, but I was like,
Ryan,
so,
I love
that's
you.
That's so wholesome.
Happy They're talking
guys.
On their own. Me and you are the only one that can
better than cigarettes
hear me.
That is
what?
True. It yeah. smells
last,
like mango.
Last time, my hair, I got home, it just smelled like cigarettes.
Oh, I'm so
I was
sorry.
Like, oof.
I'm sorry about that. I quit again.
Yay.
I'm working on it.
So proud.
It tastes like straight donkey piss, bro.
Everybody
That's
talking shit
very
about that
specific.
Actually disgusting.
Oh, fuck.
How can you screw up wild berry? Like,
well, it's seltzer, so like, think of club soda.
Yeah.
Try drinking that straight.
It's all like fake stuff, though. I like seltzer. I love. I always drink polar. This
Go
is
home.
Polar. The same polar.
Go home.
Yeah.
All right. So music.
Is there anything
right,
else you
yeah,
want to say about the
I
show?
I like these small talks in
I'm
between.
Fine with
I
it.
Like it. It's a little segue
anything
into
you,
Attila.
You want to say about the. Well,
anything
else
oh,
you want to say
else I
want to
say?
Sharp tooth?
Downswing brought it,
Glad
sharp tooth brought it, but it was a little weird, a little emotional, a little awkward for me.
It was a little dead
set.
For me.
I can't remember their name.
Born Anew.
Born Anew.
Oh my god.
They pulled it
they
real hard.
They were great. And then when Downswing, okay, they finished, right? And then everybody was like, one more song. They were like, okay. And they played Blame, which is a bop, and I was so excited. That was my song of the week 2 weeks ago. It was Blame, so I was like,
when
amazing.
I was here. Right?
Yeah, it was great. Oh, and I got to sing into the mic during Sharp Tooth, which was cool. I got to talk about spitting on a
grave.
You
were the only one singing.
I was the only
tooth.
One singing, only one going off. It was kind of
so
I almost
bad.
Hit the bassist. The bassist jumped into the on the floor, and my dad got video of me like moshing alone, and he was like, "You almost hit the bassist and you didn't even realize that." And I rewatched the video and I was like, "Oh, well that's not my fault. There was a lot of space. He didn't have to go right by me, but I almost like clipped him."
Can
so
we talk about that
didn't happen.
Elephant of a dude in the white shirt? Who? All right. Did you guys see the tall chick in the orange
yes.
yeah.
tank top? Did you guys see the elephant in the white shirt punch her hard as fuck in the back of the head?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Was this during
Dude,
Downswing?
No. I thought this Born was. I think this was during.
I don't know.
Born
he was going
new,
hard the whole time.
Yeah, but Gosh. That one chick was just trying to be up there in the front with the
she was
with
having
the band.
Fun.
She was trying to have a good time, and then that guy came out of nowhere and punched her in the back of the head, and I thought she was gonna eat the stage, dude.
She was also, like, sitting on the stage and, like, lounging on the stage, and she almost, like, tripped one of the guitarists during, I think, Born Anew, and I was like, girl, like, you can't be, like, in their way.
I really just felt bad for that girl because...
Well, yeah, she shouldn't have gotten a punch in the back of the
Yeah,
head.
No.
Just...
That's my thing is, like, another thing about moshing that I didn't expect. I mean, this is also just because it was a small venue, I assume. But I really didn't expect people to go for the outside of the pit.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're the edge of it, yeah, you're going to get. That's why even just, like, being on the edge of a pit at Attila, you get hit. I get hit. That's where I stay because I know I'm going to get hit, but I'm not going to die.
See, there are different types of pitting. I've always said this. Edge pitting is pitting. If you're on the edge of a pit, you're going to end up pitting or end up part of the pit somehow.
Just getting pit.
Yeah.
You're going to get pit. Getting pitted.
Dark.
You're going to get pitted.
We got pitted. Yeah. Yeah, overall good show, though. It was at the Fuse Box. I don't know if we mentioned that. Downtown Albany. That was my first time there. Alex has seen shows there. You've seen shows there, right?
Fuse Box?
Yeah, you've been there. You haven't? Low beat. Oh, that's not confusing.
The Fuse Box.
Yeah. The Fuse Box was cool.
The Fuse Box was really cool. The atmosphere was really nice.
The aesthetic was neat.
Yeah, the aesthetic was really cool. I like the aqua marine life shit going on in the back.
And the weird tendrils coming out of the wall. You want to know a fun fact about it? Because, okay, so my dad came with me, and he used to mosh there literally on that same floor when he was our age. And he was telling me, because you guys noticed that it was tile. It was, like, black and white tile.
Yeah.
It used to be a white castle, and that's why that's there. So, yeah, that's a little fun fact.
What a dream.
Little triv. But I asked him, I was like, has it changed? He's like, hasn't changed a bit. Like, he thinks that the stage used to be a little higher, but he's like, this place still looks like it did in, like, the 80s and the 70s and stuff. It's pretty funny.
I was talking to Alex when I saw you show up with that guy, your dad. I go...
That guy, yeah.
I lean over to Alex. I go, what is that? And he goes, that's your dad. And I was like, you listen to this shit? And he goes, no. And I went...
But he used to. He appreciates it.
Yeah.
He literally went up to the bassist.
To the new stuff,
he went up to the bassist of Downswing and, like, gave him a hug and told him, like, great show. I was like, Dad, classic.
The donkey piss.
It was a good time. He enjoyed it. But.
Oh, yeah, the donkey piss. I thought you meant the stink.
Oh.
Stop mixing your drugs.
That's something.
Nicotine and Truly.
That's, yeah.
It's truly the best. No, it's not.
Truly not the best.
Truly terrible.
Simply the best. Not. All right, so.
On into the next topic of Attila.
Alex punched me in the head, though.
I did punch you in the head, and that's okay.
Well, okay, you want to something else that was funny, though? Before Downswing came on, you were like, all right, guys, fair warning, we're probably going to get hit. I just want to say I'm sorry if it happens. And I was like, dude, it's part of it. It's okay. And then at the end, like, I guess you hit me and you apologized.
Did I?
That was, yeah, and I was like, it's okay, it's fine. But, I mean, that's just instinct. I get
also, it. I also just don't like hitting girls. I mean, aside from the equal rights gets equal lefts thing, no, let me stop. That's jumping into bad territory.
Well, I mean, I jumped in there, so I kind of asked.
No, like, that's, all right. I understand that, like, moshing, that's a completely different situation. You can't throw morals into a mosh because, oh, no, you can't. But if you're in a mosh, you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
Whether it be a girl or a guy, you're getting hit.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you lose your glasses, you tell somebody, everybody stops. I've heard stories about that.
Oh, yeah, people lose shoes, wallets, phones.
Oh, yeah, and everybody just stops.
Holding it up, and yeah.
But, like, Alex.
What, baby?
During Downswing, the pit cleared out for a little bit. Everybody got tired, and I go, Alex, me and you right fucking now. And me and him just go out there, and we start going ham on each other, all right? This month.
Literally, we were beating the fuck out of each other.
Yeah,
we weren't
basically.
Just pitting.
Was,
we
like,
were beating the fuck
like,
out of each other.
There was a point in time where we were back-to-back, and then we turned around, like, at the same time and just started swinging. But there was one point while we were back-to-back.
That's what Attila is. Except
that's beautiful. It was beautiful. It doesn't even hurt in the moment.
Yeah, all the adrenaline, you know?
There was one point where you really got me with your fucking forearm. We were back to back, and he goes to turn, brings his entire right hand down on my forehead, and I stepped back and stuttered for a second. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
I'm
almost
sorry about that. Didn't mean to almost kill
no,
you.
No, it was kind of fun. Almost died.
That's part of the fun, yeah.
At basic, I had to box people in a fucking trench.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
this is
nothing compared to what you gotta do.
This
yeah.
is all preparation. Ah, fuck.
You can tell them, you can be like, guys, guess what I've done? I've been in a mosh pit, this ain't nothing.
Yo, y'all think
all
you got
stories.
Skulls, bitch! Get this!
Well, that delay was crazy. Did
yeah,
you hear
was
that?
Really, yeah, I did. Get this, bitch! There it is.
What the fuck
got
just
their
happened?
I don't know. But I'm very excited for that.
Damn.
Like, just... Because I grew up with older siblings, and I was the younger one, so I was always getting the shit kicked out of me, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, I grew up with that, like, thick skin and the ability to take a hit, and, like...
Now
I'm
here you are.
I'm,
I mean, it works out.
I'm excited for when I have to go to the pit at basic, because somebody's getting their shit clapped. I don't care how big they are. I'm not going down.
You got to treat... I'm almost insistent on taking you to Attila, man.
Just to view
it.
It
for my birthday.
Just to see it.
Do it for me, baby.
I literally told my mom that I'm not. All right. I got kicked out today.
This is true.
On bad terms. And my mom was going to throw me a graduation / going away party. And they were telling me I don't care about shit, that I don't do shit around the house. I try my best. I really do. I was trying to help out and shit, but I fucked up. This morning, me and Brittany had cereal in the living room, which is apparently really wrong. And she left the bowl on the end table, along with a bag of chips. And so we left to go help my buddy out, getting prepped for college. And then when I got back, my stepdad was home, and he was basically like, yeah, go get the fuck out.
Just because of cereal?
So I got kicked out for a bowl of cereal and a bag of chips. And, yeah. No, that's not even a joke. Like, I literally got kicked out for a bowl of cereal and a bag of chips. And then it turned into me and my stepfather screaming. Brittany ended up crying downstairs. And then I texted my mom, was like, yeah, basically, just don't show up to my... Don't show up to my ship date. Don't worry about throwing a party. If you guys think I really don't give a fuck, here's me not giving a fuck. Is that accurate? You saw the text.
I love you, Nick.
Yeah, that takes guts to do that, you know?
I'm also a very blunt person. Like, I just don't, like, if I try my best to care, but if somebody doesn't think I care, if they don't appreciate the things that I do when I do them or try to do them.
This is real personal.
I just don't give a fuck. Yeah, this is kind of personal, but at the same time.
I love you.
I love you, Alex.
It's all good. You're talking to the 17 people and Jesse, which, by the way, little correction that I have to make from last week. I have to take this out of my ear because otherwise I'm not going to be able to concentrate talking this closely to the mic. Oh, you're fine, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Jesse, thank you for the little correction you gave me a couple days ago on Twitter. He sent me a DM. Stating, hey, did you check out this acoustic song on YouTube? It was Death of a Strawberry featuring Will Swan on acoustic.
That was him saying there has been an acoustic song?
Oh. Yeah, and I've seen that before.
No
and it
way.
Really it really frustrated me to be able to see that. And I was like, damn, I totally remember seeing that. And why didn't I remember it? But yes, thank you, Jesse. You're a god. Always, thank you for the support. Thank you for everything that you correct us on this episode too.
Give us other recommendations for other bands. It's very nice.
Yeah,
so sweet. Thanks, Jesse. We love you. And on that note, we're gonna take a little break.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So soon?
Yeah, it's already 27 minutes.
Well, we only got real personal and then real. Thank you, Jesse.
Let you guys think about that for a little bit.
Thank you, Jesse.
Take some time.
Ryan, say it louder. Thank you, Jesse.
You're listening to Warpcast, bitch.
Ryan said he wasn't ready, but we're ready.
We're back.
I'm back.
Ha!
Ha!
Uh-huh.
We had a little bit of a domestic dispute with the guitar. I broke it.
The string kind of
he popped.
The
low.
Shit!
I popped something. Ha! Bitch, payback.
Welcome back to Warpcast!
He popped the high E string, or the low E string on Mr. Jackson. He's had it all but 20 minutes and it's fucked.
Actually, it was more like half an hour.
Shut the fuck up. It's a Floyd Rose, so now I gotta go get that shit retuned, get a new string. Don't even remember what gauge. Could you fuck off? That hurts!
I'm trying to cut you with a pick, bro.
I can see that.
What else? What are we talking about?
Nice chats during the break.
We did.
He started crying.
He found out for his going away party, for his going away present, my present to him, he's leaving for the Marines on the
19th.
The 19th.
The
20 minus 1. He's leaving. My going away present, he's going to get to see his favorite band, Crown the Empire and Attila at Ragefest.
Woohoo. Ragefest
2.0. I went to the one last year. We went to the one last year.
Yeah.
That was your first Attila show.
It was. Yeah. Actually, you know what? That'll be a year ago tomorrow. It was the 31st. Mm. I miss it. That was a good time.
That's okay. It's coming back up again.
Yeah. You guys will go to the Chance.
We're going to the Chance.
Famous venue.
We're going to Syracuse. It's going to be a great time. Ryan wants to talk. That doesn't come that far, bro.
Side note, Caesar peed for 4 minutes and 23 seconds straight.
Should have been 20 seconds.
It would have been great, 420. Yeah. Caesar is my dog. He's my Rottweiler. He's a good boy. Shout out to Caesar.
Named after yeah. Caesar. We love Caesar. Big fan.
Oh, crap.
Caesar's Keepers.
Oh, shit. I didn't know this thing was ready to go. Just kidding. It's an airsoft gun. Sorry, I didn't know it was. I didn't.
Full auto.
Like this, boy. Whoa! Hold that down. Okay.
We're being attacked.
Where's the garbage? This one's done for.
No, it's not. It blinked before you said this.
Rip it. Keep going. Don't stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's out.
Go. There's nothing there.
Big ouch.
Right there. Right.
Okay, there's the garbage right there.
Right.
Anyway, how are you feeling about that, bro?
He said, bro? I got another one.
Comes with three, bitch.
How are you feeling about that, though? Crown the Empire Attila.
Oh, I almost cried.
He was literally tearing up. It was so sweet.
All right. 2012, boys.
Okay.
Nick starts listening to Avenged Sevenfold, my first quote-unquote metal band, all right? Oh, I got to get... Ow! And that led to me leading to like Five Finger Death Punch, and then slowly led to me listening to a little bit of Slipknot, which then led to me finding Crown the Empire completely on accident. Thanks, Spotify weekly playlist. That was pretty cool of you.
Sponsor us. Spotify.
Sponsor us, Spotify. Right?
Do it.
If Spotify sponsored us, we'd be making so. Get off!
Hey, I just opened that. Excuse.
Nicotine is so bad for you.
Nicotine is the most amazing.
Oh yeah, when I like go to boot camp and can't sweep. Sweep. I can't sweep. Fuck. I can't sleep because I'm fucking sweating at night because I don't have a cigarette in my mouth.
And that's how you get over it.
Just fucking sleep with a cigarette in your mouth. Don't even light it.
Oh yeah, what was I saying?
So when did this obsession with Crown the Empire begin?
Like mid-2012.
Okay, so it's been a while.
It's been a while.
And you haven't seen them yet.
And
well, he hasn't
been seen many. Really, many
I've
people.
Only been to one venue.
So this is going to be a big deal.
This is very big
You're
deal.
You're gonna like the chance.
He forgot completely chance. That I love Crown the Empire.
Yeah.
I asked what other bands are cool. playing. He goes, Crown the. Like, wait,
realizes.
Okay, so this whole time I've been hyping up Attila. This whole time, and I totally forgot that Crown the Empire was his favorite band. And then finally, I realized it. I was like. Bro, Crown the Empire is gonna be there. And he goes, "What?"
Co-headlining too, so you're gonna get
a big
set.
And he starts crying, and he's like, "What?" Crown the Empire.
It was so cute.
My mom's texting me about all that.
Oh
shit.
God. Oh God. Okay. He's gonna handle that situation.
No, I'm sending okay. Bye.
K. Sounds
good. Okay.
That's rude.
What? Saying K.
No, but seriously, Nick's mom. You can go ahead and.
Clap dick.
Right now, because at some point in the future, it'll be okay. In 4 months when I get back from basic.
Hey, listen. It's just...
You know? Happens.
It's just...
Teens.
Over the past couple weeks, everyone here has been kicked out, except for you.
Yeah.
In the past couple months. No, Matt hasn't been kicked out yet, but...
Like, why aren't you here more?
What happened was, I got kicked out of where I was living. You got kicked out of your dad's house. Ryan got kicked out...
On January 1st, got kicked out of my
Nick
dad's
got
house.
Kicked out of his dad's house. I got kicked out of where I was living. Ryan got kicked out of his dad's house. Then got kicked out of his grandma's house. Then you got kicked out of your mom's house.
I sense a pattern.
So Matt's got to be next.
We're a bunch of delinquents. That's what it has.
I'm voluntarily leaving, so it's fine.
It's the nicotine.
I don't, We're
no,
voluntarily
I really don't know
leaving.
What I did wrong. Like, honestly, like, this situation... Is it just me, or is this whole thing a little bit heinous with the fucking getting kicked out of
Seems a little extreme.
And like, oh, there's more stuff leading up to it, and I was like, all right, like, me not doing the dishes two times, and she didn't respond to that. Like, because there was literally two nights...
I'm sorry I didn't do the dishes, Mom.
There was literally two nights I didn't come home and do the dishes, and then she was complaining about me not cleaning my room, which all of Brittany's stuff was all over my room because she's a girl, all right? It just kind of happens that way.
Whoa! I'm just kidding. All right.
She's a... Let me rephrase.
She's a messy
She's
person,
a
man.
Messy person. There goes the Glock. Grah.
No! We don't talk about women.
Sorry, Gwen. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Whoa. Wet.
No, but... Yeah, that stands for WeTech.
Wet.
WeTech, please sponsor us. And I don't sell your G18C anymore, but please, it's a beautiful gun. Bring it back.
Audio Technica, please sponsor us. Blink-182.
Yeah, anybody that's looking for people to be sponsored, just sponsor us.
We have 20 people that will download your link.
Yes.
We got you.
I'll send it to everybody.
Everybody.
And their grandmas.
While I'm at Basic.
And their grandmas.
I'll be writing letters from Basic.
That's who you want.
Yeah.
Could you guys imagine if I just fucking write an entire URL out while I'm at Basic, just like send it to all my family and friends, like, yo, check this out. Yo, check this out. Yo, check this out.
I've been doing that. I've got a lot of people from work listening to Warpcast now.
That's what.
Yeah,
that's
someone
what the
commented
Marine Corps
and was
like
love the episode. And you were like, thank you so much. There's many more.
Oh, that was an old friend. That was Alexis.
That's nice.
I used to go into abandoned buildings with her and her fiance.
There you go.
Which, by the way, we should do that. Have you ever been in an abandoned building?
I used Bandicam for recording.
Follow Nikafis on YouTube, by the way.
Nikafis. Nikapiss.
Hey. And Smash Bros stays out of this.
N-I-C-K-A-F-I-S. Nikafis.
Subscribe.
Not on YouTube.
You fucking idiots.
All right.
Mad people do that. They go Nikafis, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Do you know the proper English language, sir?
All right.
Continue.
Oh, abandoned buildings. I just want to say,
oh yeah,
before you ship out, I there's just one abandoned building I love to go into. It's fantastic. I have graffiti in there. Shh.
Whoa.
As long
incriminating.
As you don't know the name of it, they
Alex.
I incriminated myself. It's an abandoned
His
building.
His name isn't Alex.
Chuck.
Javier.
Woodchuck.
His
Woodchuck.
Name is Exla.
They're gonna be tearing it down soon anyway to build apartments. So it's literally it's coming up on our last chance to go in there. I'm not going to give away where it is, just in case.
Safety.
But it is a fun place. We'll go. We'll go. We'll go.
So all right? You're okay. Zella. I'm Ken, and he's Nira.
Nira.
So our name's backwards.
Nweg.
Oh, wait! No,
Nweg,
I broke
yeah.
the code! Sorry!
New code names!
You pa broke pa da pa
I'm,
code pa, bitch. Pa.
I'm fuckhead. That's
you
my
are.
Name.
Yeah.
I'm Pussy Boy.
Are.
I'm Nick Stick. Nick Stick. Nick Stig. Nick Stig. Well, because my buddy Nico's Nicotine, so I can't.
Nicotine.
Hey, you know what?
You could just
I just want to throw this out here because you just reminded me of something that I really hate. Fuck Massachusetts in general. The entire.
And Boston. We've had so many issues in
Boston.
Boston.
Westfield.
Wait, how did I remind you of that?
Yeah. Pittsfield. Sorry.
Pittsfield,
it's coming out
fuck.
Now.
Fuck Massachusetts.
Western Mass in general.
Because your name is Nick.
The number
and
of
I'm,
assholes
that's all
from
I'm
Western Mass,
it.
Mass in general. I'm sorry.
Nick's,
I can't.
Nick's dick. That's
wait,
it.
No, you have, now you
hey,
have to go into
yo,
the backstory.
I'm not going into backstory.
I'm not going into my backstory.
No,
I'm just
backstories.
Saying fuck Western Mass.
Hey,
fuck
hey.
Pittsfield.
Fuck Massachusetts. Fuck Westfield.
Nick, whoever you are in Massachusetts or Pittsfield, whatever the fuck he said, go fuck yourself.
I love you, bro. It's that unconditional support, even when you don't know what I'm talking about.
I have
that's
no fucking clue, but you know what, guy? Go double fuck yourself, just for me.
Double penetration.
That's right. And what?
I hope you go sit on your own.
What? I've never heard that one before.
I hope you can.
Whoa!
What? This is okay.
Alex is like, this is going too far.
It's taking a turn.
I need some of this. Hey.
I'm gonna go raid your fridge for a drink. Raid your fridge for a drink.
Go for
raid.
It. We're not gonna stop without you.
You guys want more?
I mean, what? Oh, there's no. I mean, in my room, there's a Bud Light Lime
somewhere
sitting in there.
Oh, hey, IPAs. Wow, what a good friend. I hate these.
Those are not IPAs. Those are Guinness lagers.
Is that the malt thing that he hates?
Malt. Hey, there's a wardrobe right here.
You know what I hate? Nicotine.
Me too.
And it still keeps getting into my system.
Gives me a headache.
Oh, this is all rounded edges. I'm going to use your piano.
He's like, big fan.
Don't use the piano.
What?
If you can help it, don't use the piano. Here, come here.
Don't use my Stig.
I'm using the Stig.
Oh, hey, the Stig works. I hate these things.
Now the Stig broke.
Is that like a disposable e-cigarette?
It's a disposable juice.
That's just bad for the environment.
Hey!
You don't throw it away. It says it on the bottom. There's a little garbage can with an X. Recycle.
Oh,
Oh, well, okay.
You recycle these?
Yeah.
Good.
Wow!
Throw them into the nearby river.
Shit!
You're recycling.
Where was I before I... Oh, yeah! Hope you... bitch! There we go.
Don't fuck with me, Nick!
I really...
I got an airsoft!
After this is over, can you explain who Nick is?
After,
no,
maybe
not.
After.
Maybe after.
Maybe, and that's if I'm feeling it and I'm a little drunk. Lick the head, bro. You know what? We never went through merch, first of all. Second of all,
Fuck, I forgot my shirt because it's a different day.
You're okay, because that's an actual merch shirt.
No, I was going to wear the same shirt as last time, remember?
DGK.
I was going to wear my pink DGK shirt.
Yeah,
well,
like
I'm wearing Dance Gavin yesterday. Dance.
It's
I'm
a nice
wearing
one.
A Dance Gavin Dance from the not
what
official
is
selection.
That? No, is that month? No. Instant
oh, there. This is all... Oh, I got to show you guys the... put that shit back on. That is a merch shirt, and you're wearing that. He had a Watsky shirt on.
He just took it off.
He just took it off so that he could say, I'm not wearing anything, or wearing a fucking wife beater, you fucking pervert. Fucking, oh my God, that's an expensive shirt. You better get that later. Later, it's fine. Just don't forget it. I'm wearing a Dance Gavin Dance shirt. I will have to show you guys where the animals come from. At Matthias Inc. On Instagram. I believe he's a Swedish artist and he does all this. He actually has a baby, like an infant clothing line. Or like he has a whole store dedicated to it. Like a physical store. It's awesome. And all of
That's
them are
cute.
Super like
I like the dog playing the guitar and all that stuff.
He's biting it.
Oh, he's biting the piano.
I love it. It's Dance Gavin Dance. Don't
so
do
cute.
It.
Oh fuck. I deserve
pussy. You lick the head. You drink the head. All right? It's the head of the beer, by the way.
I'm wearing Blink-182.
She has Blink-182. He had Watsky. Now he's got a wife beater.
My merch is a very eccentric Fruit of the Loom white wife beater. Actually, wife beater isn't an acceptable term in the 21st century, so we're going to go and say it's a tank top.
It's a wife beater.
Hey! Whoa!
I want to find out what this pick is from. He keeps bringing this pick up over here.
Is it signed or fake signed or what?
It's an artist. I know. It's an artist signature. It's their signature pick that they use. I don't know what band it's from. This is from a band. This is literally, this was caught.
It's a skull with something.
This was thrown off the stage at a concert. This is a definitely, that's definitely a pick. I just don't know where it's from. No, that's his.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, I still can't find my Blink-182 pick. Can I search your car?
Yeah, sure. I've looked, but I haven't looked under seats and stuff, so it could have fallen.
I feel so bad.
We can take a peek.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I wanted that
your
so bad, and I found it.
Still in there.
Fuck yeah.
The ducks. It still smells like sweat and sand. I haven't cleaned out that car.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's
the timestamp?
We're at 43.
Oh, the timestamp is 1,300 beats. Or bars, sorry. 1,300 beat bars. 0.4 beats.
7 minutes left. Is it time to talk about pie?
Pie? Fuck. For 7 minutes? Okay, let me...
If we have something else.
Lemon meringue.
Apple. Apple and spice.
I'm going banana cream.
Ooh.
Banana cream?
Banana cream. All
right,
pie.
The story of this. We were playing categories in the pool the other day. You have a pimple right there, bro.
Fuck off. I'm uncomfortable.
So anyway, we were playing categories the other day, and literally four out of the...
Can we remind what categories is? Cause
you don't
I
know what categories
play,
is?
I know, but I used to play it in the pool, right, but I don't know
I
if it's the same
okay.
that you guys
got,
are talking
about.
Explain categories, Nick.
All right. You ever play Colors in the Pool? Fuck Colors! Nobody cares about color!
But it's the same idea as Colors,
culturally
right?
acceptable. Colors are completely fine.
Not... Never mind.
That's when you say something and you like race to one end or something.
Well,
or you go when someone says your pick.
With categories, it's like colors, but instead of being strictly colors that you say, and it's a category. So you could be like, what kind of pizza is it? Or what? Or like you could be like, category is game console. And so when
pies.
Shut the foot. Yeah, it's accurate.
That's a good category.
So, like, if you say pie,
everybody thinks one of their favorite.
Yeah, you think of your favorite, then he starts listing them off.
And then if it's yours, you go to the other pool, right?
Right, and
then
you have to go to the other end.
I used to play them.
And if they hear you, they turn around and they jump in after you.
Oh,
and if they catch you, you lose.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I remember proving
it's fun as fuck.
That's a fun game. You wrong when you were like, you can't swim above the water quietly the whole way. And I literally
turned
into a cannonball and just.
No, I knew that. I knew you could.
You should have jumped far.
It just seemed impossible for the person that was doing the category listing to be able to hear it, because I couldn't hear it. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. I got all the way in, like, cannonball form, just lightly kicking my legs and
but
paddling, paddling my hands close to my shoulder.
We evened it out by saying if you went halfway, then you had to start, like, you know, swimming normal.
That's a fun game.
You had to start swimming normally.
I just started doing it because, like, I knew that you wouldn't get me if I panicked and ran.
Okay, so you guys did pies. That's where this came from.
We also played that game where
we did pies like four times.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good category.
It started with Matt saying pie at first, and then I got up there right after he got me, and I went,
Apple
is pie.
Apple.
Apple. Lemon meringue.
Pop.
Apple again. Apple and spice.
Ooh, pumpkin. I forgot about pumpkin. That might
pumpkin
be my
pie is probably my
mine were Oreo too. Cream, you know, ooh. Lemon meringue, coconut
pizza
cream.
Pizza.
Coconut
pie.
Cream.
Pizza pie was
pizza
one
pie.
Of them.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, no. We were playing that one game where you had to fish at the bottom of the pool for shit.
I got to the point
where me and Alex were even score, and I had to go get, we had to go hunt for the last one to...
Like those sticks
out.
That you throw in.
Yeah, but we used quarters and nickels.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
So quarter counted as 2 points, and then the nickels were one. It came to the point where me and Alex both had 3 points, so Ryan had to throw
on?
It in again as a tiebreaker.
Did you have goggles on while you're doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Because I'm like, that's hard to see if it's blurry.
Oh, so chlorinated. It was painful.
Yeah.
But,
Simone.
Michael Jackson touched children.
Michael Jackson moves. That's a reference to one of my videos. Go check that out. It was kind of funny. Nickafis, NICKAFIS. Bitch. All right.
At YouTube.
Nah, but so I got the last coin, and then Alex started literally attacking me, grabbing onto me, grabbing my hand, trying to get the coin out of my hand. At one point or another, he grabbed my shorts, my swim trunks.
Did they come down?
They came down. In other words, he was trying to get away so bad, he pulled his pants off and swam away.
Wait, he pulled his pants off?
Yeah, he pulled his pants off because I was pulling on them, slowing him down, and he went, whoa, check this out.
Like in the water?
In the water.
I went, shoot, and they came off.
There was a lot of dick going around that day.
And then the owner of said pool, got
hot mad.
She got home with my pants around my fucking ankles while I was in the pool.
Was that me too?
Oh yeah.
All right, we're gonna. Yeah, that's the end of the story. End of the story.
I tried to put them back on, and then
put them on backwards.
I didn't put them on backwards. I got both feet into the right like leg holes, but apparently I got them in the same net hole somehow. So like, if you know how a guy's got the netting in his swim trunks, I put them both in the left leg for the netting, and then I put my right leg in the right leg hole and the left leg in the left leg hole. It was fucking weird. And then I sat like that until said owner left.
Pass me a pellet. I'm going to try this thing.
I'm concerned.
I'm not going to shoot you, bro.
I'm just concerned in general. It could bounce off a wall and hit me hard.
Yeah,
I'll shoot it over there.
I was actually at an
let's shoot cans gun. Later.
Oh, yeah, it'll go
yeah,
through.
Yeah, that's what you shoot. Because
these are a heavier grain BB for a gun that should be taking 20s. These are 2.8s. Well, they should be taking... Or they're 0.28, sorry, in...
I'm literally, it's
.2s.
One. It's one.
4.22s.
Got
it. You hit the can.
Damn.
Yeah, there's a lot of, it's got realistic recoil because it's a green gas blowback pistol. What'd you shoot?
A can, it's off. It dropped. I hope it wasn't full. Speaking
no.
of which... Can you pull that that can that I dropped? If it's full, let me see. It went in.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, you can hear.
No,
it.
Don't shoot it that close. It's gonna go through both sides. Oh my god. Oh my god. Protect your Second Amendment.
Crazy.
Protect the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it went all the way through.
Yeah, it did. I saw that. Yeah.
Can we just talk about politics for a second? Oh, what are you?
Are you
first
a Democrat?
First religion, now politics.
I'm a neutral. I really don't give two flying fucks. I personally believe that our two-party system is retarded.
It is retarded.
If you're a Democrat, go fuck yourself. If you're a Republican, go fuck yourself too. We all need to coincide and come together as a community to decide on things like regular, justifiable, normal people. If you associate yourself with one party,
I just asked your party.
Sorry, had to.
Neutral is the way to go. I have found myself, you know, agreeing with both sides. It's like, why fight when in the end you're agreeing? You know what I mean?
Hey, all right.
Just a quick thing. Anyway.
Touchy as fuck. I like guns,
we're gonna be.
I support abortion.
That's okay.
See, that's two parties right there.
Yeah.
Guns are, you're right. It's just, back then we had more rights. It's like, anyway.
Sorry.
Oh, shit.
All right, I think we've hit the 50-minute mark.
Anyway.
I'm gonna end it there.
I like apple pie!
That's what's important.
I like
important
lemon
takeaway.
Meringue.
What do I like? Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie? Right,
I think I'm ending with pumpkin
pie. Sweet potato pie is good. I make a
small
mean sweet potato.
I never said what pie I like.
Alrighty.
Actually, strawberry rhubarb. Fuck out of here, apple pie.
Alright. It's
subscribe to Nikafis on YouTube.
Subscribe to Nikafis. Subscribe to Gwen. Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse.
Follow us on Twitter at CastWarped.
At CastWarped.
DM us your thoughts.
Us.
Talk
DM
to
us.
We love chatting with you guys.
Ooh, I do love chatting with Jesse. He lets me know stuff. Hey,
thanks, Jesse.
Let us know stuff.
Yeah.
If you got stuff to say,
let us
know. Tell us your political party or your stance.
No judgment.
No judgment at all. Bye.
Bye. Again.